Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. If you just tuned in, thank you for doing that. We're glad you're here. You're going to be glad you did, because we got Chester Elton lined up for you right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen, is O.C. Tanner's lead recognition consultant and researcher. He's the co-author of best-selling books coming out of his ears. We've got including The Carrot Principle, which has recently been re-released, and people just can't get enough of that all around the world. Also, The Invisible Employee and many others. He and co-author Adrian Gostick are the guys who crank these out and help people like you and me do a better job of taking care of our people. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Hey, always a delight to be with you, Jim. Thanks for calling.
It's good to have you here, Chester. And, you know, one of the things that that I'm seeing right now, Chester, I'd like for you to speak to this. They're calling this the Great Recession, sort of a play on the Great Depression, because it's not really a depression, at least not yet. I don't think it's going to be. I've been telling people it's not going to be, and I don't think it will be if the government doesn't screw it up. But I do. I've been through. This is my seventh recession, including the ones in the mid 70s, including the one in the early 80s, and those were two bad ones, Chester. And I remember a lot of bad things about those recessions, but there's one thing about this one that seems to be unique among all of the ones I've been through. I've never seen so much fear in the marketplace. People being fearful, people being anxious. I don't think I remember the fear level being like this in the others. What do you think? Are you seeing that?
I think that now. Oh no! Go ahead.
I said, are you seeing that too?
Well, yeah, and what I think feeds it more than ever is there's so much more information that's coming out.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we're bombarded with all different kinds of streams of information that we just didn't have before. You know, whether it's coming through you through your cable channels or your
right.
Facebook or people twittering. And I think that this recession has become more sensational than any of the others.
Well, it's because it's going so it's happened so fast. I mean, none of the others.
Point I wanted to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other point I wanted to make is the speed of business now. You know, and you talk about that is the speed of business. You're getting updates in the marketplace minute by minute.
Right.
You know, deals are happening, and you know, the president comes out and speaks, and he speaks every day. You know, there's no weekly fireside
right.
chat.
Right.
Or the odd.
He hasn't stopped campaigning,
every
has
day
he?
Something's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
exactly. That's why I think is breeding a lot of fear is just the overload of information, and of course, you tend to sensationalize the negative.
Well, that's right. And, you know, one of the things that I've been saying now for about 10 or 11 years is that there's nothing new under the sun. A computer is just a fancy wheel. A recession is a recession is a recession. The only thing that's different, really, about humanity and about our society. Is not change, but it's the velocity of change, and that's what you were just talking about. I mean, the way things are, whenever things happen, they happen so much quicker, and I think that's what's taking our breath away, and that's what's creating a lot of the fear, and so that's creating toxic situations inside of our companies, even for people who still have a job, isn't it?
Yes. Everybody, you know, you have this idea, when is the next shoe going to drop kind of attitude. We know there's more bad news out there. But, you know, that comes back to a good point, Jim. And I've been using this phrase a lot, so if I inundate you with it, excuse me. But now more than ever, I think it's the responsibility of people to be encouraging and to
yep.
find those
yep.
positive parts of the economy and those positive stories and start to build people up, because there is so much that's just pounding us down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if there was one message I'd love to get through to your listeners this morning, it's this, is that, sure, there is bad news out there. There's no question. But there is good news out there, too. Find it and be the person that encourages your coworkers and looks for that positive story. We need that now more than ever.
Well, no question about it. And one of the things that I've been encouraging small business owners to do for months now is to operate for survival, but plan for opportunity. Plan for the recovery. And so while you're taking the necessary steps to make sure that your company survives, you're also, you know, one hand's on the organizational brake a little bit, and the other hand's on the throttle to be ready to go. And when we come back, I want you to talk to us about how to get our employees' minds thinking that way. It's 20 till. Chester Elton is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Shocking Blue to take us out. And the land is dark. This has been E. King, ladies and gentlemen. The only light we'll see. One of the classics. Welcome back. No, I won't. 17 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. You can find my blog there, my knowledge base. You can find my newsletter. You can subscribe to the newsletter and the blog there, and we'll send you the newsletter every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And, you got thousands of articles, thousands of archives, hundreds of Brain Trust members. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever amount of time you have, whether you like to read or listen, we have something that will help you. So I hope you check that out. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Chester Elton is our guest. He's the co-author of A Carrot a Day, also The Invisible Employee, also The Carrot Principle. That's your Bible, isn't it, Chester?
It really is. That's the one where we really dug into the research and found some really interesting ahas.
Yeah, and a bunch of other books along these lines. And we're talking about that right now. You know, Chester, one of the things that I fear too many small business owners are dealing with right now is that they're trying to deal with this with this economy and all the challenges too much by themselves. If they haven't been around very long and their organization isn't very old, they may be trying to take too much on themselves and not be allowing their organization, the people who are with them, to contribute as much to their survival. I'm a little concerned about that. Can you see how that would happen?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things that came out loud and clear from our research was that engaged employees at work are much more productive and much more profitable to your business. So we wanted to take a look and say, well, what then drives that engagement, mm-hmm. you know, so that you can execute your business plan? And first and foremost was this opportunity and well-being. And what we mean by that is an opportunity as an employee to develop skills and talent, but then a sense that the company cares about you as an individual. So particularly in small businesses, if you've got a great employee who's very productive, what you want to instill in them is confidence that their opinion matters, that you care about what mm-hmm. they think, that you'll allow them opportunities. Now, we can't always promote people or give them raises, particularly in this environment, but we can talk to them, ask them their opinion, and get them involved in the solutions that will make our small businesses better.
There's
and this idea of well-being that you
Chester,
care about me. Right.
Let me stop you for a second. There's a magic question that I've learned that empowers both sides of the conversation, and it's simply this, and you know it well, and that is just to ask an employee. It does not matter what their job is. It does not matter if they just showed up yesterday and they don't even know where the bathroom is yet. Ask them this question: what do you think?
Exactly.
That is one of the most empowering, one of the most redeeming questions that you can ask any employee.
You bet. What do you think we should do? you know, and then empower that employee and let them grow and develop and reinforce that, you know, with the appropriate recognition. Mm-hmm. I know that now you can't say, okay, we're going to fly everybody to Hawaii or we're going to throw the big bash. You just don't have the resources to do that. But being very personal and asking people their opinion and getting them involved has great power in engaging their talent and retaining those good employees in tough times.
There's something else, Chester, that I think people need to realize, and I keep thinking about Napoleon's comment that a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon, to follow a bit of colored ribbon. That ribbon is an ideal. That ribbon is a cause. That ribbon is a vision. Is a challenge, and I think people would be surprised if they gave their employees a chance at how people will step up to the plate. And maybe add a little extra effort if they're called upon to be part of the solution. I mean, people like that, don't they? I mean, even if it's hard, they like feeling that, you know what, somebody's depending on me. I can't let them down.
Right. And the other message is, hey, we're all in this together. You know, this is our business. Let's build it together, and let's come up with the right solutions. Let's get engaged. And nothing does that better than, like you say, the bit of ribbon, the mm-hmm. simple thank you, you know, the engagement piece that I care about you as an individual. You know, the other thing that it breeds to a very high degree, and this, again, came out in our research, is that highly engaged employees need to be trusted and need to know that they can trust their supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that leaders that gave a lot of recognition and appreciation and opportunity had the highest levels of trust. Hmm. And again, now more than ever, that trust level has to be high if you're going to get the best out of your employees.
But Chester, don't you have to learn how, don't you have to study and pay attention to how you give that recognition? Because if you don't do it the right way, it has the potential to be empty and overused. Am I wrong about that?
No, exactly, and the keys to it that we teach are that it needs to be frequent, specific, and timely. So the frequency is
and earned. It needs to be earned too, right? I mean, it can't just be willy-nilly just throwing it everywhere. It needs to be something. You said specific. I mean, that's when you say specific, you mean for with cause.
Right, and that's the key right there is the specificity. What did I do that deserves this recognition? You know, general praise has no impact on people. If you're just walking in every day saying, hey, everybody, great job. Hey, you're the best.
Yeah.
No, you're the best. It doesn't mean anything to anybody. But if you're very specific in your praise, hey, listen, this is what we needed to get done today, and this is what Jim did. If you'll, mm-hmm. if you'll notice that he kept the store open another 10 minutes for one of our best customers and made
right.
that last sale that
right.
made all the difference between a profit and no profit.
Exactly.
That's
Hold on to that thought.
Yeah.
Chester Elton and I will be right back. The book that's just been re-released, number 3 on the New York Times bestseller, No Chopped Liver, on the Small Business Advocate Show, ladies and gentlemen, The Carrot Principle. Ten Till, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Chester Elton is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He and Adrian Gostick are the co-authors of The Carrot Principle. And Chester, I'd like for you to tell us how we can find you online.
Well, it's real simple. It's carrots.com. Make sure you put the S on the end, www.carrots.com.
Did the carrot industry, are they unhappy with you about that?
No. There actually is a National Carrot Day, and they encourage us to get people out there and eat more carrots.
Okay. So I guess maybe they like the fact that you're promoting their product a little bit there, huh?
Absolutely.
Chester, we're talking about engaging, making sure our customers are engaged. And, you know, we've talked over the years, over the last couple of 3 years, I've reported on several engagement studies. I think you guys brought us one a little while back, but we've done several, and the news that the studies are showing are not good. I mean, this is before the recession. People were, you know, maybe one-third was engaged, one third was somewhat engaged and one third was not engaged. I mean, that's two thirds of your employees are not completely engaged. Those are not good numbers. And how do we fix that?
Well, you're right. They're not good numbers, and especially now when you need as much productivity as you can find, those are dangerous numbers. And I'll tell you what you can do is, as we were talking off air, you've got to communicate with your employees what's going on. Tell them what you're thinking. You know, good, bad, and indifferent. You've got to include them in the solutions. People want to be a part of the solution, and as a leader, you need to invite them in. That drives a lot of engagement. Tell me what's going on. The worst thing you can do, and leaders tend to do this when times get tough, is you say, well, I don't want to talk to them because I'm not particularly positive and I don't want to drive morale down, so I'm going to shoulder this burden by myself. Wrong.
Big
mistake. You need to go to your people now more than ever and say, hey, look, here is the situation. What can we do? You know, times are hard. My father had a great expression. He said, you know, don't kid people. His expression was, don't blow smoke up their kilt.
Right, right.
You know, tell them what's going on. There's great power in honesty in the workplace. And then, hey, let's dig in together and let's figure a way out of this.
You know, I think it's okay to just say, you know what, folks? I have some of the answers, but I don't have all the answers. This is you, the boss, saying this. I've got some of the answers. I don't have all the answers. But I'm confident that our organization working together can find the answers, and I want you to help me do that. How about that kind of a conversation?
Absolutely. Honest, candid, and let's get through this. Now, you know, don't go in without any idea. Say, look, here are some of the things I've been thinking about
right.
that I think could help us. But again, back to your point, what do you think? What are you seeing out there? Are there any ideas that can help us? And the idea is, you know, we're all in this together, and we want to preserve this great little company and our good jobs. You know, that's the goal. Let's get through this together. And that's very empowering to people, and you get people's best work when you give them a cause to rally behind.
I wonder what an engagement study would look like right now, Chester. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but whenever I've gone into businesses in the last 6 months, I seem to be getting a little more attention than I used to. I've noticed that employees are a little more interested in my business than they were 2 years ago when all they had to do was open the front doors. What do you think?
Well, exactly, and that's a sign of a healthy business, by the way, when you come in and the customer service is higher and they're engaged, as opposed to, you know, you'll walk into other businesses where you just really feel like they've just given up.
Right.
And, you know, they're on their cell phones and they can really care less if you buy or not because they don't think they're going to survive. So, you know, we talked about this. When you walk into a store, what does it feel like? You know, are there people there eager to help? The other thing that I think employers can do is, and I know this is hard, is take the time, if you've got more time in the workplace, to up your training, whether it's just the mentoring piece or if you actually have some income where you can bring people in and get them trained. This is not only a time to survive, but to restock and rearm for when the economy comes back and to develop some skills for your people that will hold you in good stead when the economy does turn around. So that honesty, you know, and that sharing of the burden, and if you can, do that additional training to gear up for when the economy comes back, I think are two keys to healthy businesses and those that will survive.
Well said, Chester. Give us the website again, please, one more time.
Carrots.com and the Carrot Principle, you know, available at fine bookstores everywhere.
And this just been re-released too, right?
It has. We've got some new data specifically around engagement that we talked about that well-being and trust, and
yep.
It's well worth the read.
Check it out when you get a chance. Chester, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.